Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot. And also, at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The brave. Welcome to Threedom.
This is
Lauren over here.
What's up? I'm Paul.
Hi, I'm Scott.
We got everyone right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lauren's wearing like a very like 90s beanie from
Why is it a 90s beanie?
Because it has like flowers on it?
I think it's cute.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I didn't say it was
Look,
cute.
Look, 90s are back, babe. Why am I
being castigated for saying you're wearing a beanie?
You're fine.
No one's chopping your dick off.
I am wearing a beanie. And it's because I didn't want to wash my hair today.
Really?
I wear beanies in the house now.
You know, sometimes for I do warmth. When it's a little chilly.
Ebenezer Scrooge style.
Yeah, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Hey, it's me, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Hey, wow, it's me, Ebenezer Scrooge. Wow.
So, I'm a pretty mean guy. Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
We're going to create...
What are the lines
we're
from
gonna
Christmas
create jobs. There's
Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?
You're a crumb of cheese. A lot of mustard.
A lot of mustard, yes. A bit of... Pork?
There's more of gravy than gravy about you.
Yes. Okay.
More of gravy than of gravy about you.
Okay. Then we got
bit
the one as big as
undigested beef.
Undigested beef.
You there, boy. What day is it?
I was in that show, and so I would have to hear that.
Of course.
That
absolutely.
All the time.
Yeah.
All day. Christmas Carol.
In that show.
Can I say that I watched A Muppet Christmas Carol for the first time over the holidays?
I know you did.
Did
a watch along.
Like you've been missing out.
We did. Janie and I did a watch along. Yeah, I kind of, because it's beloved, I knew it was like after my time. You know what I mean? Like for people younger, it of course would have so much more sentimental. Yes.
Although it has sentimental. Attachment to me because when I was in the show, it came out. And yes, I watched it in Sacramento.
Wow.
While
I was doing
Are they
the show.
Doing better than us?
Did you watch it at the Century 21 on Figueroa?
Century 21, yeah. And I bought a house.
But people
the next day.
I remember people saying for years how, deadly serious Michael Caine's performances in that movie.
They still are. The memes are still abound.
Yeah. And you know what?
Factoid.
He's fine. He's not winking. He's not camping it up, but it's not like, oh my God, this is intense.
But I think he is quoted as saying that he, and I don't know if it's a real quote, that he would like, if I'm going to do a Muppet movie, I'm going to do a deadly serious.
If I'm going to do.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do a Muppet movie.
Yeah.
He was good, but it was good. He was fine.
I thought he was very touching. I remember sitting there and going like, is someone chopping onions or am I crying?
Has it got dusty in here?
Is someone chopping onions or did my wife just open her legs?
Is someone chopping broccoli?
Chopping broccoli!
Could it be Satan?
Chopping broccoli!
Chicken make lousy
chopping
house.
Chopping broccoli!
Oh dear.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine such a thing?
Pitching that nowadays.
Can you imagine such a thing?
Can you imagine such a thing?
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Would you like to touch my monkey?
Would you like to touch it?
Do you think Mike Myers is pissed at that? Would you like to, would you want to build a snowman song? Because like that's clearly
would you like to touch my monkey?
Yes.
Really?
There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Really?
It's the same cadence.
They just set it to music.
Yeah.
And change the words.
It's a total fucking ripoff.
Wow.
These words.
And then suddenly everyone's making money hand over fist. And he's sitting there in the poorhouse.
From that song. That song saved Frozen because people were not interested. But that single.
Suddenly it's like, do you want to build a snowman? And people are like, okay, I'm turning around on
this. Okay.
Frozen has some bangers. I recently watched that film for the second time. I saw it when it came out initially on DVD or whatever rental. But I did watch it with Holly and it is... a lot of great songs that you don't really think about.
How does she feel about the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem?
She loves her.
Yeah.
But it's funny to me.
I love her.
The wickedly talented.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Please come to me. Wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
Just one of the best moments in TV history.
Now, she sang for Kristen Bell in the movie? Who plays Elsa?
No, does Kristen Bell sings.
Anna is Kristen Bell. Yeah, she sings beautifully.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
she
sang.
Does she sing Kristen Bell?
Kristen Bell.
She's very good.
Yeah, she sang.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, she sang.
I did not know that.
She sang in Nora's show too, the Central Park.
Okay.
Before she was kicked off.
Yeah, what happened? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I thought the show got canceled, but is it on?
I think it got canceled. I don't know.
I never heard about it again.
Oh, I think it's still on, isn't it?
I think it's still on, but it got canceled. I don't know. What do we care?
They just keep making episodes. They're like, okay, we'll just do it on our own.
We'll just put it on. If you were a network and someone was just like, hey, I made a bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
And you can have them for free.
Yeah.
I put them on.
3 seasons.
But I mean, I guess they're worried that they couldn't get advertising for them. Is that the thing? But if you're just offering them a TV show.
Yeah, I'd put them on.
They've already done 39 episodes as of...
I tried that with Netflix. And they
Thanksgiving
said no
time.
Yeah. But who does Adele Dazeem sing for? Or is she just... She plays the role of Elsa.
And plays the role.
Okay, that's it. Yes.
Because she's a real Broadway baby.
I feel like we're kind of not really doing that anymore where someone sings and someone does the voice.
The old Natalie Wood.
Well, even the old Lion King, actually, apparently. I learned that JTT was the voice and then they had another kid.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a mighty king. Like no king was before.
You should sing in a cartoon.
I should be.
I remember zero about that movie except Hakuna Matata. That's all I remember.
Well, then I saw the show.
How about Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Of course that from Sir Elton John.
So you remember the sex scene.
Can you feel the love tonight?
The sex scene?
When they feel the love. Nala and Simba.
Get it?
Oh, are they getting
feel
it on?
The love? That's
well, what do you think is happening? The sun's going down. They're rolling around in the fucking tumbleweeds of Africa. It's all...
His barbed penis is coming out.
Yeah.
Scraping everything on its way out.
Do lions have barbed? I don't know if
they should.
I'm actually kind of scared to see what a lion's penis looks like, but not
all
scared
right,
enough
let's
that I
look
won't
it
Google
up.
It. Yeah.
It's so weird that that's how evolution works, that it's like... Okay, in order for us to propagate our species, we have to have sex.
Okay,
and then...
they look so fucking... Is that real? That's what's on mine.
Paul is holding his hand.
I'm not going to lie.
I've never seen it.
That first one's just like a person, right? Like that's a man. This one's where I'm like, that's got to be more of what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking about.
A lion
about.
Penis has spines on it.
Spines.
Yeah, the first picture that comes up is basically just a dude's penis put onto a lion.
Photoshopped onto a lion.
Why can't it just be nice? Why does it have to have barbs and spines?
I know.
Just have a regular
penis. What are you trying to keep out with?
So
it?
Everyone
I don't
can. That's the problem with pandas too. Is that they're
why? What are their penises do?
They're apparently their
what are their penises
their
do?
Their penises are monsters and
like they're really wide, like a Coke can.
I think it's uncomfortable for both of them, for both sexes.
They're like, apologies that this has got to go down.
Yeah,
but here it goes,
and that's why they're. There's so few of them, in addition to, of course, hunting.
Here's what we're going to get into. Weirdest animal penis. Just that's the Google.
Okay, yeah. What do we got?
Labeled one of the weirdest penises of the animal kingdom by Smithsonian Magazine.
By the Penis Awards?
I don't know how to say this animal.
The Penis Awards have like a Razzies too.
I don't know how to say this. E-C-H-I-D-N-A.
Echidna.
Echidna?
Echidna.
I've never heard of that.
I know how to say it from the They Might Be Giants song.
Oh, how does it go?
Which song?
Oh, what's the fucking name of the song? They list all these genuses and species.
So is it one of their like
off
songs?
It's off of Apollo 18. No, it's not one of their songs.
So the people say, we're not really sure why it looks so weird, but we do know that they only use their penis for mating, not urine.
Okay? Urine.
Not in the pool of their own urine. Oh, and there's like 50 heads on it and it looks fucking disgusting.
What is it? Echidna?
It looks like a big, deli meat that just got glued. Like it just looks, it's honestly sick. It's honestly really
it's
sick.
It's honestly sick.
I'm not lying.
But if I was horny enough,
okay, so
I'd tap it.
The list basically says whale, duck, alligator. These are all getting really weird. We got the echidna. We have a slug.
A whale.
Mammal is the name of the song.
Oh,
mammal.
A whale can only fuck another whale, right? Like if it tried to fuck a dolphin, it would be.
Morally, yes.
But it would be bad for the dolphin.
Why would mating be painful for any animal? Cats, it says mating is painful. I'm like, why would God do that to us?
Yeah, it's just more proof there is not a God.
Because wouldn't you want the cats to have pleasure?
But there are so many cats.
They don't. It doesn't stop them. They have the horny impulse.
They have the horny impulse.
But see, the
impulse.
Male cat doesn't care about the female cat.
Oh, cats.
It's like, so they're like, okay, the female cats, they don't like this. I got to grow some barbs to just trap her there.
Yeah.
Like she wants it, but then when it starts, she doesn't want it because it sucks.
It sucks.
So I got to fucking.
I got to trap her.
I got to trap her and keep her.
And I guess it works.
And they named
and
the trapper
keeper. That's how we have the
keeper. After
it's
that, that's so.
So the way those like, the way those, like, those silver pieces move is basically the same as and thus similar to the way that in such that the cat penis does move infrequently inside.
And such like. Their names are called, they raise a paw, the bat, the cat, dolphin and dog, koala bear and hog, the fox, the ox, giraffe and shrew, echidna, caribou. I did it. Hey, should we get out of here?
I'd love to. Holy shit.
Hey, they might be giants. It's like, that's too weird. Write a song about something just normal.
Why don't they write a song about a boy meeting a girl and falling in love?
Well, they have that song that goes, Tesla.
But then was that about Elon Musk?
It's about Tesla.
Elon Musk.
Scott?
Elon Musk.
You better stop it.
Elon Musk.
You better stop it right now.
Elon Musk.
You better stop it.
Elon Musk.
You better stop it. You better stop it right now.
Do you know people with Teslas and do they feel like they wish they didn't have one? I know a lot of people with Teslas, but they won't. I'm not going to ask them that question.
I know somebody who has one and became kind of bummed.
Yeah.
Like, love the car, but then it did feel like it was kind of tainted.
Everyone was trying to get me to order
one. Hey, what?
One.
Nick Nolte?
Alyssa Milano returns.
God damn it. Get me to order. We have 48 hours to do this.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to get me to order one. I was like, no, I don't like the guy. And they're like, you'll love it. You'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? My car's fine.
You know, and yeah, it's just, if I don't want to think about a specific negative thing every time I get in my car.
Yeah.
That's where I stand.
I don't want to own a car that was created by a dork.
Yep, that's.
But dorks probably did create a lot of the cars.
Well,
we just don't know.
They're nerds.
Okay,
they're nerds. They're not dorks.
There is
Henry Ford, nerd. Ferrari, nerd.
Anti-Semitic nerd.
But Tesla, made by dorks for dorks.
Well, a dork. I'm not going to
made by one dork.
I'm not
going to
throw them all under the bus.
We shouldn't throw them all
under the Tesla.
Although, I bet they're dorks, though.
Of course they are.
If you work for Tesla. Let us know. Are you a dork?
A Tesla drove.
If you work for the Tesla automobile company, you might be a dork.
A Tesla drove straight into a pool in Pasadena.
Really?
Last week or something.
Did they mean to?
It seems that they accidentally pressed the gas.
What are the Tesla's pronouns? Is it they, them?
And went through a fence of some sort and straight into a pool, and there were children in the car.
Ew.
No.
But I
at least there weren't children in the pool.
Well, haven't you noticed?
Yeah, it was Adult Swim.
That is true. That would actually probably be worse. I have noticed that.
That was nice of you to acknowledge that.
They do say it is a Tesla when there's a news story about a car. I'm like finding, you know, they're kind of pointing that out. It's like,
that's true,
even if it's kind of irrelevant.
That's true.
Yeah. It feels like the news is a little bit like
Tesla
crash.
Jury's like, still out on these
because
Teslas.
The person was driving it and they, yeah.
I do hope they get self-driving cars under control.
That's scary.
You
want it?
I want it. I think it would be great. Have I talked about this? I was talking to my mom about it because I think any sort of new technology an older person is like fearful of. And she was like, no, I would love it.
Well, because she doesn't want to drive.
She doesn't want to drive. And she's like, if I could get into a car and just punch in where it should go and then know that it's safely going to take me there, it would be so
But it
much...
feels like every car has to be doing that then.
That's how I feel about it. Either everybody has it or nobody has
it. Yeah, I don't think there should just be a car with nobody in the driver's seat driving behind me and cutting me off.
There shouldn't be five cars out there that think they can do this.
Yeah.
Love driving, though.
I don't mind driving. I do enjoy driving. And
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I love it.
I think I would feel sick sitting in the passenger seat while the car just took me around. There's something.
They make you move over.
Have you ever almost hit a friend of yours?
It makes me think you have.
Yes. So specific.
Have I ever almost hit a friend of mine? Like in a car? Like
have you ever
been
in a car accident where you almost hit a friend of
yours? No, have you?
I don't think I have.
I was making a right on a light and the pedestrian started crossing the street and I didn't notice and I stopped right away and the pedestrian looked at me kind of angrily and it was Carl Tartt and I was like hey, and he looked at me and he shook his finger. That's like Dikembe really when and then later I was like, I wonder if he recognized it was me. Yeah, he did. And we laughed about it, but it's
do you
like,
think he would have done that finger wag if he didn't recognize
it? Feels like
you.
It was for you specifically. Like he's being funny,
I guess.
Somebody but, almost hit me with a car,
but I was happy that he had like a sense of humor about it.
Yeah.
Well, imagine if he got mad at
I was once at a four-way stop in my neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I thought I had gotten there before this other car that was coming the opposite direction, and I was about to turn, and then this person was, like, furious. Like, I just went an inch into the intersection to turn, mm-hmm. and I saw this big flurry of motion behind the windshield, and then I looked, and it was somebody that I knew, and who knew me, and then like changed, like their demeanor completely changed,
mm-hmm. like accidents happen.
But I will never forget that
look.
Yes,
yeah. So we should always treat everyone who are strangers like they're a friend or
but can you imagine
I think opposite.
No, can you imagine if you're
treat your acquaintances and friends like strangers?
Exactly. Yes.
If you almost got hit and you're going with that method of thinking and you're like, hey, can you not, you're my friend, like it's like that would be a really weird, your brain doesn't do that automatically. You're not defending yourself by going like, hey, stranger.
But here's the thing,
you didn't mean
we weren't in danger. There was no danger in the situation.
Danger.
We were so far away from each other. It was just it was that person's turn,
right?
And I thought it was my turn. And the rage was so disproportionate.
Oh, well, then that's different. That's different.
Where I was like, wow.
You have anger issues.
Oh, yeah. I do think in the car.
Nothing even happened.
We've talked about road rage, and I used to have like more, I'd be quicker to just be like, fuck you. Yeah. I don't do that anymore.
No.
You got to take a breath.
Even like a year ago or like 2 years ago or something, I was driving back from your place. We were recording and
we're not having an affair.
I would never come here unless it was for work. but this guy got very aggressive with me and like was like, I didn't give him the finger or anything, but I think I maybe pulled in front of him, but didn't realize I wasn't doing anything on purpose, but he got very upset. And then he was like fucking with me, like driving really close, coming around. And this happened to me on the freeway not that long ago where this truck, like I was trying to get over. I wasn't even trying to do anything. I just was trying to switch lanes and slowly waiting for my turn. And then this guy just was like not leaving space and being mean.
Yeah.
And then like actually scaring me. Like he was short stopping in front of me to make me hit
you read
him.
The stories about the people who short stop in front of you and then it causes like these pileups and stuff.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
Like very it's like, dangerous.
It's murder.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or manslaughter.
It's really scary.
Vehicular.
The idea
I just couldn't wait to get off the freeway.
The idea of being so mad that somebody did a minor thing.
That's the thing
that you are gonna like. You have to like get up next to them so they can see your face. Yeah. You have to like teach them a lesson or whatever. It's
when
like
you think about road rage.
Malicious.
I know. We're just trying to get through
road rage
those.
Is
hey,
all just.
Man.
It's all about politeness, which is like to be that angry about people being impolite.
Yeah.
Is like, because you're not that angry if someone like you meet kind of doesn't shake your hand or.
Well, I think my road rage would be more about somebody like doing something dangerous. Like they cut me off. I'm like, fuck you. It's not like.
Yeah.
Not,
but a lot of times it's just like, it was my turn.
Yeah. I don't think I ever had rage like that where I'm like, hello, I get to go.
But I've had people that have been, and I've never gotten this way. People that mad at me just for like an accident.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I thought I could go and I can't go.
Right.
Or I didn't see you there when I was trying to change lanes. And the people mm-hmm. are like furious.
I
like,
know.
Yeah. Hey,
I
man.
Know.
It's no, you always gotta like remember if something like that happens, like calm down. The last accident I was in the parking lot at the grocery store down the street.
Wait,
what?
Well, hold on a second. This was in Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Scott, I'm just telling stories for you. Movies.
Yeah.
Which I just watched. Oh, no, I didn't.
And let me guess. You told her that you were older and had more insurance?
I thought Fried Green Tomatoes was Steel Magnolias just now.
Everybody,
and I sort of think
does.
That it is.
Everybody does.
Do they really?
It's the exact same thing. It is the same thing.
Is it?
I've never seen either one.
Just, I actually Jessica Tandy like, and Fried Green Tomatoes? I don't know.
I saw Steel Magnolias for the first time.
Oh. But
I've still never seen it.
I liked it.
I was making a left into a parking space, and then right as I pulled in, the person on the spot in the right hand swung her door open, and I hit her the edge of her door like straight on with my car. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
that's a very easy thing to happen because I feel like people aren't always looking. Myself,
she was not looking. She was on her phone. She just opened her car door without looking.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed to think it was her. Or was my fault and was treating it like it was my fault. And
that feels like it's both people. Bad
no,
time.
It's, well, it's like her fault and the, also, and the investigation.
It's also just bad timing.
Yeah.
A central obsession,
but it's her, but any door
ultimately
thing,
her fault,
throwing your door open.
Cause
even
you're in
if,
control of what is happening
look.
Outside.
You have to look because like if you're driving down the street and someone in a parked car throws their door open and you run into it, it's their fault.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
so it was her fault, but she was treating it like it was my fault. And it was very weird. I just felt weird about it. Like in my head, just going like, you know, this is your fault.
You're gaslighting me.
But people are kind of trained to immediately not take blame because of the law.
It's
here.
Well, very true.
That's why I started wondering is like, is this just you jockeying for your insurance? Because, you know, your insurance always says never take responsibility.
Yeah. Never fall in love.
But she was.
But like
never
saying never
love,
take responsibility is like actually kind of
than,
fucked up. It's like if you clearly did something, it's okay to be like, I did that.
Well,
the first big car accident I got into where I totaled my wife's car when I was learning to drive.
Yeah.
I had my license for like 4 weeks or something. And I blew through a stop sign that I just did not
I
see.
I did the same
crossed
shit.
Crossed this wide intersection and this car T-boned me. And then we were getting out of our cars and then the other driver was like, did anybody see what happened? And I said, that was my fault. you don't need witnesses.
But see, the same thing happened to me where I was in high school and I went through a stop sign and there was a big bush blocking the other stop sign with the car
not
coming from
it.
And I hit the back of this cart.
Doesn't
and
sound prudent.
I had just recently got like learned to drive
and
everything. And their car spun around and it was so crazy. I hit the back door. Like and
it was like a movie stunt.
Yeah. And it was an old couple and they were like a block from home up.
Oh
my God.
No.
And they got out. They were totally fine. But the wife had spilled fruit salad all over the husband. It was the 4th of July. It was the 3rd
what
of July.
What an old people thing to happen.
I know. And then, but they were so nice. They gave me a hug and it was so nice.
That's the thing.
I was so upset. But wait, what happened was my teacher was at a barbecue right in front of the house that I crashed in front of. And he saw me. And so he came out and was talking to me. And then his dad, who's a lawyer, came out and he was like, don't say anything. And it was like this whole, and that's where it kind of got in my head that like, that's like an important thing.
I think it's different. But, it's different to be like, well, we don't know what happened. We'll let the investigators work it out.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, well, when you did that, you are at fault. That's what she was trying to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
And she was English and it just bugged me.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, so when you did that, you did this, you know, and like, where is your insurance?
Are you mental?
Are you trying to have a laugh?
Are you proper mental, mate?
But the worst part of it was then we both were going in, and so then we had to shop, and I kept,
and you just walked,
kept running
aisle.
Into her in the aisles. And
you
it was
had
just
to
like,
have fallen in love.
Why yeah, didn't you?
I love her. I love her, man.
I love her, man.
All right, we have to take a break.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I'm ready.
We're back.
We're back.
Hi.
Hey.
Hay is for horses. Straw is cheaper. Grass is free. Buy a farm, you get all three.
Wow.
Are you supposed to say that when somebody says hey? Yeah. That's too much.
I read it in a Spider-Man comic, and it is stuck in my head.
Oh, was that guy getting paid by the word?
Hay is for horses. What?
Grass is just free.
Straw is cheaper. Grass is free. You buy a farm, and you get all three.
It doesn't scan. Hay is for horses.
No, you don't start with that.
You just don't say
You
that.
Just start with, straw is cheaper. Someone goes, hey, straw is cheaper. Grass is free. Fuck. Buy a farm, and you get all three.
Oh,
can you imagine
fuck.
Being the person who would say that?
Could you imagine not being cut off immediately?
Can you imagine?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah. Hey, can you imagine you're out there trying to, shut up. What are you
trying to? You're trying to rob a bank, and you just want some peace and quiet.
Yeah. I'm trying to get your attention.
And then this webhead comes down.
It was Spider-Man who said it?
Yes. It's his typical, like, making light of the situation. Look, this is bad enough already. I'm trying to rob a bank and I'm being interrupted.
People have wet their pants out of fear in this bank. And now this guy in his fucking pajamas is making jokes?
It's a great question.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
It's a great question.
Somebody had to ask it. They did.
All right, now I'm on my phone.
Like,
you guys
do you ever
talk.
Hide in your comic book room and shiver in fear? Talking to you,
Paul.
I thought that was a question. Yeah, that was a question for
it's
the room.
Obviously,
right?
A question for Scott as I stare into his comic book room.
I know, it's a beautiful
comic book room.
Which
is bigger
than
my entire house.
I remember a neighbor of mine when
neighbor
I was a kid had a bookshelf like that with like comics and binders and stuff.
Binders.
And I was fascinated by it. He was a collector and he really took care of his shit.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And where is he now? Dead?
In the ground.
You know, I have a lot of...
He was buried with the comics.
I'm realizing I have a lot of friends who collect comic books. Isn't that interesting?
I have a lot of friends who collect comic books.
You. What do you collect other than stupid clock...
Condoms.
Clock condoms.
Clock condoms. What do I collect? I collect miniatures. I collect my Sunny Angel dolls. I collect gnomes for my yard. I collect, you know, I actually do have a lot of collections, come to think of it.
Let me ask you this. If a gnome was real.
Yeah.
Like this, like from the gnome book, like the classic drawing of a gnome. If that wandered.
And it's kind.
Yeah.
It's
but
a,
if that wandered into your garden, like you're washing the dishes or whatever, you look out the window and you
I would scream.
Yeah,
but
right.
Then I would it speak English or a language I could translate?
I guess it would. I don't know what they speak.
I would like, if it did speak English and I could talk to it, I would try to strike up a friendship and I would allow it to live in my on my property, but I would want...
Oh my God, guys, I'm getting a call.
Is it S-Pan? Here we
go. I don't know who it is. Hello?
Hello, buenas tardes, Don Juan. Habla la señora Antonia.
Thank you.
That was actually a person getting the wrong number.
Probably.
Wait, I go by Sonia sometimes. I think that...
were they trying to call
OnlyFans?
You?
Fans? Yeah.
Oh, your OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Do you only talk to your fans?
What's that?
Do you only talk to your fans on that?
I only talk to my fans.
Oh, wow.
I love my fans.
You love your fans. Paul, I've always said it. Paul loves his fans.
And you chat.
Oh, no. I keep my clothes on.
Okay.
I just call myself Sonia.
You put on extra clothes.
Why don't we just...
I put on an overcoat.
Why don't we just sign up and see what he's doing on there?
Let's just sign up.
Not because we're interested, but just...
We can share an account if you want to go have
these. That'd be better, because I don't really want to pay. I just want to know if he's actually...
Hey, guys, I'm making my only social media presence OnlyFans, and that's where you can find all my updates.
You know, I do think there's people when you are like someone you follow and they make an OnlyFans and you go, I want to just see it. I don't want to pay. I just want to know what you're fucking doing in there.
We're friends. Just send me.
Just show me. Yeah. Just show me your boobs.
Yeah. Just text me.
Tell me what you're doing.
Show me your tits.
Yeah. Just show me your tits, please.
Even like when Denise Richards has her OnlyFans, and I'm like, what's happening on there? I'm not going to pay to see, but I'm like, what's happening?
Didn't she start it because, this is what I heard.
Because of her daughter.
Because of her daughter. Her daughter started it and Charlie Sheen got really upset.
Yeah.
And then Denise Richards is like, don't shame her, but I'd pose for Playboy. And then she started one, I think, because everyone was making so much money.
Yeah.
Would we make money? Should we do a threedom OnlyFans?
Are they together or no?
Charlie Sheen?
No,
she's
together.
Married to another man who was with her when she's on Real Housewives.
Oh,
reality
right,
recap.
Right,
yeah,
right,
by the way,
right,
new
right.
season of many great things happening soon, but including Real Housewives of New York, which I can't wait for.
And then, of course.
And I did have a dinner with a producer of a Real Housewives franchise, and I was.
Did you pitch yourself?
Are you going to join?
No, but have I mentioned? Oh, yeah. Two of people I know were asked to be on it. And I think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
You should do it.
I wish they. I would never
they would
be
hate
asked.
You.
Yeah, it's like I wouldn't.
They
even,
would hate you. The producers would hate you.
I wouldn't fit in.
The talent
in.
Would hate you.
The audience would hate you.
The crew would hate you.
It would be
you.
No. You know what? The audience would love me because I would.
Why would the crew hate her?
The crew would love me for sure.
Yeah.
The audience would love me because I would be saying things to these women that they need to hear.
Reality recap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Catherine Dennis fired from the only reality show we watched.
Oh,
Southern Charm.
Southern
Charm.
Southern Charm.
It's the bear.
It's a David
but in the
Cross spinoff.
That's right. All the famous Carms are in it.
Yep.
Carmax.
Carmella Soprano.
And like a couple days after the announcement that she was fired, she started an OnlyFans.
That's all it took.
Should we start
like,
one
must,
for threedom?
People must be making bank on the OnlyFans.
If we start one for threedom, it's just like extreme close-ups of skin, and you don't know
you have to guess
what part it is or who it's from.
Although we could take pictures of our feet. I wouldn't mind that.
If it's OnlyFeets, then
only
I
feet.
Think...
we could take pictures of our feet and be like, have at it,
if
guys.
If we did an OnlyFans
an only
for feet and... All three of us did it.
Yeah.
The problem is
for feet to watch.
There would be no solo Lauren.
No,
Hicks.
But as we all know, everyone would be
no
coming
solo,
for
Lolo.
My feet.
Of
and
course.
No,
I would want to take a bigger percentage.
No, we would make sure our feet were always in the frame with you.
Yes. So you never know whose feet they're enjoying. We disable comments. So we each know it's like when a firing squad.
Yeah, only one bullet.
Somebody has a blank.
Yeah. So, no, everyone has a blank and only one person has a bullet.
No.
Wait, what is this?
Wait.
How does that work?
Is it not that? Is it not?
Only one person has a blank. So everyone
has plausible
that
deniability.
I had the blank.
I see. Yes. I thought it was everyone had a blank.
No, they
wouldn't
kill
only...
this guy.
Wait. So 20 people are shooting at one person.
20?
That's probably two.
Firing squad?
No, is firing squads. What's a good
depicted?
What's a good
I think
size?
It's like five.
I think 10.
I think 10.
To shoot one person.
Yeah, because one guy's a blank. It takes 9 bullets to kill someone. What if you miss? Three people miss. One guy shoots him in the toe accidentally.
If you miss, you should not have
five
been
or
in
more.
That firing squad.
Five or more.
But 10 sounds good to me.
20 is also
five
possible.
Five or more.
20 is more than five.
How about 1,000?
Okay.
One guy has a blank.
Could there be a firing squad so big it couldn't shoot God?
This is so scary. What happens during firing squad execution? The inmate
what
will be
happens?
Strapped
what
into a chair well? And a hood will be placed over his head. A small aim point will be placed over his heart by a member
chair.
Of the execution team.
I've never seen the title.
After
of this
the warden
I've seen blindfolded. I've seen like, hey, here's a cigarette.
After the shots, a doctor will examine the inmate. I don't think that's necessary.
That like pulled down his pants
to make sure
and examine
he's dead? Why do you have to assume his ass has to be in the
Maybe
air?
Maybe he's just tapping his knee. Come on, Scott.
Yeah, his reflexes.
No reflexes. So he's gone.
They hold a mirror up to his.
Also, he doesn't have a face anymore.
That was another clue I had.
No, but they one person has a blank so that they all sort of like have plausible deniability where they're like,
maybe
I didn't kill this guy.
But I think if you're a member of a firing squad,
yeah.
You're guilty, babe.
I love shit like that where it's like, you're so close to not doing this at all.
Yeah, like
to understanding that this is bad.
It. Why don't they get, like, they should do it in the army, too. Where, like one soldier is picked and has blanks.
He dies every time, but...
He's out there in
he
the
dies
middle of
knowing,
battle.
It was me! That's like when they pardon the turkey. Yeah. It's like, ho, ho, ho. It's so funny. It's like, that's not... No.
Yeah.
Stop executing human beings.
By the way,
pardoning a turkey is extremely kind and blessed.
Let's put the turkey into other holidays. Christmas, Santa's a turkey.
What?
I do think Valentine's Day doesn't have enough turkeys, and I think birthdays
well, I agree
don't
with that.
Have enough turkeys.
But hold on a second. I want to make sense of what Scott's saying.
Santa's a turkey. Easter Bunny's a turkey.
Easter Bunny's a turkey. Tooth Fairy's a turkey.
Great Pumpkin is a turkey?
Great Pumpkin is
no,
a turkey.
No more witches and goblins. It's turkeys.
Just turkeys.
No more witches. No more goblins.
We
turkeys,
want turkeys. Turkeys you are robbing
turkeys.
Us of that. Robble. Hamburglar, he's a turkey.
He's a turkey suddenly.
Where'd your
Bridgerton?
Bridgerton is a turkey.
Where'd your Grimace sweatshirt go?
It's on the chair.
Are you scared to be Grimace?
Why?
I'm scared people are going to call me Grimace.
Does it need to be cooler in here or what? What do you? Well, we've had the windows open. I like you know.
I just took my hoodie off. I'm fine.
All right.
We don't
fine.
Need to analyze right. his body temperature.
Oh, let me get a feel.
Analyze his body temperature. That's the third movie.
Analyze this.
Yeah. Analyze this. Analyze that.
Analyze
his body temperature.
Analyze this. Analyze that.
Analyze with a wiffle ball bat.
Analyze straws cheaper.
Straws cheaper.
Straws cheaper.
Grass free.
I just saw, a clip on Instagram from the movie Fear. Do you recall that movie?
With Marky Mark.
And Reese Witherspoon.
The filthy scene on the roller coaster.
But there is a scene.
What they do on the roller coaster?
Oh, I don't even want
to. Finger blasts her up to high heaven.
Lauren!
What? Well,
up to high heaven.
She's a ghost.
She rockets into the air.
There's a scene where he's coming.
And then the roller coaster catches her on the way down.
He's coming into their house to try to kill her, basically, and her family.
This happened to me.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever talked about this, have I?
You've shared a lot of stories that don't sound as interesting.
You've told
as this
story
one.
A thousand times where the guy tried to kill you in your house? Yeah.
No. Okay, so I went my parents gave me tickets to the Phantom of the Opera when I was 19 years old for mm-hmm. Christmas, right?
It's a beautiful show.
Maybe I was 18. I was 18.
It's a beautiful show.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
it's
show.
A beautiful, oh, you're one of those people they interview after the show for the commercial.
Yeah, no,
it's a beautiful show.
People would quote me forever if I said it like that. It's a beautiful show.
I've told you about the lady outside of The King and I. They had a commercial for when it was running in Philadelphia with Yul Brynner, who did it forever.
That is one of my favorite musicals.
He was like 60 years old still doing The King and I.
The I Have Parties guy, by the way, was in The King and I with him.
Well, of course.
What? Yep.
And so after, so there
as
one of those commercials
as a boy.
The commercial ends, you know, the man on the street interviews, it ends with a quick, like a supercut of old lady saying fantastic in Philadelphia accents.
Which
and
is
then,
what?
And then a lady at the end saying wonderful.
Okay. So
and so it sounds like it's burned in my brain forever. Fantastic. Fantastic. Wonderful.
Oh my God. I love that.
I love it.
That's really amazing.
Thank you. Hey, thank you.
And so someone tried to kill you?
Oh, so I had Phantom of the Opera tickets, and this was, I think I'd had a girlfriend the year before.
Oh,
and
I'm
I had
sure
a,
you
tell us
did.
That the fucking Phantom tried to kill you.
No, but you know
yeah.
what? Here he goes.
He tried to drop a chandelier on my
Scott
head.
Scott has to mention having a girlfriend so much that he said, I had a girlfriend the year before. It has nothing
no,
to do with the story.
This is what, this it ties into the story. I had a girlfriend the year before. And I had a girlfriend the year after, but this was a year where I was not
single.
In a,
oh, the one year
in
you
a monogamous relationship.
Understood. Okay.
But I was single. Mm-hmm. So I, and it was at a time where I was not seeing anyone. I wasn't even dating anyone.
Wow. So and you weren't seeing, you weren't dating, and you were you were single.
Just single with no like
no strings.
You were an incel.
Yeah. I was an incel, yes.
You were involuntarily celibate.
There's no way around
and
it.
And you were mad.
Yeah.
But so I just
incels love musicals.
Didn't really have anyone to go with. So there was someone who was in it was college drama that I barely knew. And I was like, hey, would you want to go? And she said, yeah. And it was a date. Mm. And she said, yeah, but it was still a few months off. Mm. And so she's
tough
like,
tough ask.
Yeah.
Kind of getting there a little early.
But I think both of us were like, hadn't really ever thought about it, but we were like, yeah, we could be attracted to each other or whatever.
Sure, if I
we
tried.
Could bone.
Yeah. But she was like, well,
if I tried. Let's I guess go I could out. Talk myself into that.
If there's maybe more free musical tickets where this is coming from.
Maybe it was 3 weeks off because I think okay. It would be weird for it to be 2 months off.
Months is like, hey, yeah. In 2 months, do you want to go on a date with me?
But it was enough time where she was like, well, why don't we like get to know each other first? Like come over and let's have a date
before
first,
we really. Sit in silence next to each other for four hours.
Yeah.
So I went over to her house and this she lived with her parents.
Gross.
And I remember her mother
go on.
Asking me, she was a MILF. No, her mother asking me what my favorite movie was and me saying earnestly, I said Back to the Future. And she was like, no, but what's your favorite like real movie, like serious movie? And I was like, The Godfather. And she went, oh, okay. Like impressed. And I, like as a
deep cut,
like I was like,
that came out 4 years ago.
But I remember we rented Dominic and Eugene.
What's that?
A Tom Hulce movie.
Well, who's that?
He was in Amadeus.
What's that? I'm just kidding. I
have
heard of Amadeus.
Okay.
Tom Hulce.
Tom Hulce, yes.
He was also in Parenthood?
Parenthood, yes. He's in Parenthood, yeah.
Oh, I like that film.
His son is blue.
So I remember we rented
Thomas
that movie.
Thomas Holst is a German serial killer who became known as Heidemurder.
No.
Spelled it wrong, obviously.
Yes, obviously, dear.
I have cuts on my thumb. I don't know how I got these.
Gross.
Okay.
So you go with the stranger.
Probably giving a hand job to a spiky dick.
She says...
spiky line.
She says, let's get to know each other. I want my mother to condescend to you.
Yes.
Come on over.
But so they go upstairs and we're in the... I remember it was like a den that had... It wasn't even re- it was like sort of like French doors that didn't seem like real doors necessarily. But we and I remember we didn't even start the movie. We just kind of started making out, right? And
hell yeah.
Yeah. And so then suddenly there's like this, and this is what I think of when I think of the movie Fear, because there's just like this bah, 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 on the door. Loud, loud, bah, 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 bah.
This is what inspired that happened.
Yeah, because wait, I actually have a story about that specific moment.
Yeah, because it's in the trailer. Well, right? So, I've never seen it.
There's a scene where he goes.
He's yelling with rage to the people.
The guy, yeah, and so the dad is going to quickly lock the door because the killer is typing in the code. It's opening, and he slams it. And goes, he says something calmly. He's like, I'm going to come in there and I'm going to kill all you, something, 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 whatever he says.
I'm going to come in there and
then
kill
he,
all you.
He,
I'm going to come
he,
in there and I'm going to kill
he
all you.
He ad-libbed, improvised. So let me in the fucking house.
Oh.
And it's really scary.
Right.
But then the Instagram post said that the director, the editor cut that and put it into the gag reel because it wasn't in the script.
Uh-huh.
And then the director was so upset when he saw that it wasn't in the film, he had it put in the film. I'm like, that is a key... That is an amazing ad lib. That's a very scary. It changes the whole scene.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it's so good. And it's like that sort of 90s like obsession with the fisheye.
Yeah, yeah. It was the fisheye. Yeah. I've never seen the movie, but I just remember that.
I remember the fisheye and the screaming.
Yeah.
Anytime I think of that, I think about when this happened.
Yeah.
Where it was basically like her ex-boyfriend.
Oh.
Basically like
what?
Who was an army guy.
Uh-huh.
Like basically one of those little green plastic guys?
Yeah.
He was tiny.
It was small soldier.
He was an army man.
No, but he figured,
he and a bag of his buddies came over.
I think he was watching the house or something and saw that I was there and started to try to break the door down to like fuck me up or something.
Oh no.
For our country.
For our country. And they called the police, and the police came, and I had to give a statement to the police and all that, and I was just like really freaked out by
it. Wow.
And then Phantom must have been like the next week or something like that, because we still went together, but that was the last time we ever had a date. I don't think we ever, like, maybe we like kissed goodbye at the end of Phantom and we never spoke again or something.
Yeah, wow. She clearly got back together with him.
Well, yeah, he sounds great. So.
Yeah, he was amazing. But yeah, that's
like
the only time that's ever.
What he wants.
It's the only time that's ever happened. Where
what's
just,
your story? Oh, you told your story. It was the behind the scenes.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting that he improvised that line, you know, and they were going to put it in the gag reel. I'm like, it's not really funny. It's actually really scary.
I think I would have laughed at it, though.
If it was in the gag reel.
If it was in the gag reel,
after you made the movie. Yeah, exactly.
Conditioned,
like, we
to
know
laugh.
What is in the movie and what is not, and this certainly is not.
Somebody opens the door at the wrong time, they're like, oh, I wasn't supposed to do that yet. And then, yeah. So let me in the fucking house.
You're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. It really would have worked.
All right, we have to take a break.
Okay.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot, and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
And we're back, and Lauren has a 3-4 us.
Okay, this,
like a good girl.
Hey, I've done my homework and opened the document. This 3-4 was submitted by Nathan Diffie, and this is a really fun
Nathan
one.
Nathan Diffie? I know Nathan Diffie.
You do?
Yes, he does all my artwork for me.
Oh, that's why the name was so familiar.
I know him from You, Me, and
He's
Diffie.
He's done artwork that I believe I've been in, possibly. Is that possible?
You've posed for him.
The name is extremely
Kate Winslet
familiar.
In Titanic style.
Here is a, yes, of course. He said, here is a little 3-4 for your consideration.
You fucked him in an old car.
It's called, it's Threedom Trivia. Threvia. So in Threvia. The attached PDF, there are 15 questions about our beloved hosts. 5 questions per host. All of the questions are based on conversations heard during the previous season of Threedom.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
The hosts take turns reading their own questions aloud. The other two can write their answers down or buzz in with their name or whatever they decide works best. The point is, let's see who has learned the most about their fellow hosts.
Okay.
You will notice I didn't include any answers with the questions. This prevents me from having to send a separate PDF for each host, and it eliminates the possibility of anyone accidentally or intentionally seeing the answers in advance.
We get it. You're lazy.
No, I think very smart and thought this out. Since the questions are all based on personal stories that the hosts have told in the podcast, some multiple times. Okay.
Then,
so that's a dig.
Yeah. Hey,
they should
look,
know
Nathan.
The answers to their own questions. Okay.
Okay. So you're just going to read these?
Do you want me?
We're gonna write them
yeah,
down?
I guess I could just read them all. You don't have to read your own.
And
right?
we all are answering. You're answering as well.
Yeah. Wait, then I need a piece of paper or something.
Okay. You want this and I'll use my phone?
It's
okay.
Fine. Okay.
Where'd you get all that paper?
You have your Southwest
like
journal.
I don't know where I even got this notebook. It's like,
oh my word.
It's so random. Okay.
So random.
It's so random.
It's so random.
Okay. These are the Scott questions.
Oh.
They're divided by each person.
Oh.
So you won't answer these, but you should write down what the real answer is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Got it.
The first first concert Scott attended was for what band?
Oh,
oh God. I have to have listened to you.
I laughed, but I was really insulted.
Shit.
Okay. So number them. No, that's number one. Okay. 2, Scott has had his hair permed once in his life. Why did he get that perm? This is hilarious.
This is like a little, this is your life,
right?
For me too. Thinking about my permed head.
3, Scott and the writers on the CBB television show were forbidden from writing any sketches that featured what animal?
I was just thinking about this because she wrote to me today.
What? I don't remember any of this shit.
I do.
Okay. 4, Scott once visited a store in Santa Monica called Beads and Things. What were the things?
Oh shit.
I love this.
Oh.
My life is so interesting.
5, the first time the croc fairy visited Scott, she left him with gibbets that looked like what?
Oh, yeah.
Dang. These are good, but
I think I remember this. Okay. I might get this wrong.
So should we give the answers on that one and see how our points
are
going?
Yeah.
Okay, so one, we have to, Paul and I will each say. So what concert was it? I said George Michael.
I did not have an answer, so I'm going to say Itzhak Perlman.
Okay, what was the answer?
The answer is Oingo Boingo.
Wow, I feel like George Michael's basically the same thing in my mind.
You do not get
something
points.
Like that, but I couldn't think of anything.
Okay, Scott from Deshare, why? I said for a play.
I know that it was for a play. It was for a musical called Oklahoma, where you played the role of Curly.
Oh.
I mean, Paul is definitely right. I wonder if you get a point.
That does
that.
Count.
Okay.
Because it's right.
Well, there it is.
I guess it counts.
It was for a play. It was.
I mean, it's
okay, what's the animal? Okay, shut up. What's the animal that you
You couldn't? Tell me what you guessed.
I said cow.
I believe it was snake.
Snakes,
why
yes.
Why was it snakes? Someone was afraid.
She was afraid.
Why does it have to be snakes?
The head of the network was afraid of snakes.
Oh, right. God.
And couldn't even read a script that snakes were in.
That's why it's okay that we repeat them, because I don't remember what's going on. Scott once visited a store with beads and things. What were the things? I said records.
I'm so mad I couldn't remember, because it's something crazy. I just put down umbrellas. Yeah.
Pool tables.
Oh, man.
It's even crazier than I could have remembered.
And then the Croc Fairy left one in the shape of, I said fries.
I said Baby Yoda.
Grogu.
Oh, you were right.
Fuck, I did pretty good.
How many
good.
Did you get? Okay, so keep track of what you
got. I got one,
then,
which was basically
I
half.
Got 3 out of 5.
You got 3. Okay, so we're remember that, because we're all going to tally up our points at the end.
Okay, so I'm writing, just write down what you got. Okay.
Yep.
My questions now, everybody.
Okay, these are Lauren's questions. Questions about Lauren.
I mean, get ready to write and so you can't see it.
Yep.
The first concert Lauren attended was for what band?
Shit.
See, it's
oh
harder
God.
Than you think.
What dumb shit does she?
And when you're ready, let me know.
Okay.
Oh, this is so funny. Oh, wait, it does make you feel special, like your life is interesting.
Wait. Okay.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
In 1997, Lauren and her friends bought tickets to the Mr. Bean movie Bean in order to sneak into what R-rated movie?
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know.
What year did it say?
97.
97. I don't remember this. I like this game, though.
I it's do. Great. It's really fun. It's really this great. Is a really fun game.
I can't imagine our listeners
it's,
would
it's
remember
it either.
It's
a great game
either,
because everyone knows we were told this information. It's not like you're just having to know something about your friend. You were told.
Oh, my God. A movie in 97? I don't know.
You have to just guess. Okay,
yeah,
ready?
I know it's not this, but I'll just write down. Okay.
While in college, Lauren and her roommate were informed via a note on their door that they had won what prestigious dormitory award?
Oh, fuck.
I kind of remember you talking about this, but I don't remember
the
answer.
This is hilarious. The next question. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
When Lauren and her friend tried to go swimming in the shower, what did they use to cover the drain?
Oh, right. Okay. I remember you doing this.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what you used to cover the drain. I mean, yours are very specific. Well,
so
I guess
are yours.
Mine were too. Okay.
What was the first movie Lauren watched with her daughter?
Oh, man.
Okay.
What is that called?
Let me know when you got to put some down.
Okay.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah, I did. I did not do well.
I didn't do well either.
Thank you. The first concert Lauren attended was for what band?
I said it was Dave Matthews. You Were Under the Bridge when they poured that shit on you.
Okay.
I said I did not know what to put, so I just put NSYNC and was surprised that the phone autocorrected it immediately.
Wow.
To,
with the asterisk?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
it
job,
was Dispatch.
Dispatch. Take a shower and shine your shoes.
Yeah. Okay. And what movie did we buy tickets for to sneak? We bought tickets for Bean to sneak into what movie?
I know this is not 97, but I said Pulp Fiction because it's like an R-rated movie that.
Yeah.
I have no idea when this movie came out or if it's R-rated, but I put Legends of the Fall.
It was Scream.
Scream! Into you.
Okay, while in college, we were informed on our door that we won what prestigious dormitory award?
I said cleanest room.
That's what I said too.
That's the right answer.
Whoa!
Oh my God. All right.
Okay, When Lauren and her friend tried to go swimming in the shower, what did they use to cover the drain?
I said duct tape.
I said towels.
Phone book.
Phone book. That's good. That's really good.
And then what was the first movie that I watched with Holly?
Encanto.
I said Moana.
It was Encanto.
Whoa, I got two. I cannot believe I got two.
Damn. Okay, great.
I got one.
I did not feel confident about any of them.
Great job, everyone. Now it is time for Paul's.
So Paul has four total.
You're doing really well.
Well, Paul, I have four total, yeah.
So four is what we have to beat.
Yeah, so I have to get
three. How many do you have? I have one. I have two. So I have to get two to tie and three to win.
I have to get all five right, basically? Okay.
No.
Well, if you get four of them right. The first concert Paul attended was for what band? Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
It's all from the same episode.
Okay. God, what would it have been? I'm trying to think of, like, what it could have been. All right.
I'm just going to guess. Okay.
Nathan, if you want to go back to other episodes and do this again.
Yeah, please. Yeah, it's hilarious. Paul's first serious girlfriend, Lori, worked in a toy shop with what punny name?
Oh, God damn it. Okay. I wish I could remember it.
Oh, God. It's like, I know the other pun name.
Yeah.
I think you guys had trouble remembering it within that episode.
I know. Okay. I gotta do well on these last three.
Okay, three is, according to Paul's fifth grade music teacher, a song cannot be a rock and roll song unless it includes what instrument?
Yep, thank you. And this, by the way, I'm benefiting from this being constantly talked about on tour.
Almost became a character on the tour.
Oh man, not fair.
In the car.
I'm glad to be reminded of it.
Paul was the president of a four-member club headquartered in his childhood basement. What was the name of the club?
Oh my God.
Oh, that's really hard.
A club?
That's honestly unfair. I don't think anybody could remember that.
Okay,
five and final question. When Paul played Jigger in a production of Carousel, what offensive phrase did he use to insult the character of Julie? Oh.
It was in the script, though.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It was... What? I was in that show. God,
I think I have a guess, and it's not right, but I think it's close.
It was like...
But if it's not close, it's funny.
I remember now.
Okay. Everybody ready?
All right. Yeah.
First concert. I said Devo.
I said Jim Croce.
Jim Croce.
I think he was
long dead by the time I was born.
What?
It was Squeeze.
Oh man.
Oh.
That does sound familiar.
Oh yeah, in Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was the toy shop's punny name? I said Wind Me Up.
I said Toys Not in the Belfry.
The Last Wound Up.
Oh, I was close.
Oh, you were so close.
You were so close.
I was close. That should count, but it won't.
No wind-up cigar. Yeah.
Okay, according to the music teacher, a song cannot be rock and roll unless it includes what instrument?
Saxophone.
I said drums. It was saxophone? That's insane.
Yeah, exactly. That's what made it a story.
That's funny.
So anytime a song with saxophone came on in the car, usually an R&B song, we would say, hey, rock and roll.
It's rock and roll. It counts.
Okay. Paul was the president of a four-member club headquartered in his childhood basement. What was the name of the club? I said Cool Kids Club. It's not what it was.
I said the world's biggest
dumb
shits.
I wrote KKK.
Oh.
I realized. I spelled it all with a K. Hmm. World's biggest dumb shits.
Shangri-La 2.
Shangri-La 2? Why don't I remember this? That's hilarious.
Why did you, honestly?
I wish I did. Now I will. Okay, and then what did you say to Julie in the play? I said you called her an old whore.
I said whore, too. But I don't think that's right.
I know. I think it was horrible.
If memory serves, it was a wobbly hipped slut.
Slut. We would have counted slut.
Damn. Okay. I got one.
I got one.
Total.
So I got three. Oh, total. I got three.
Wow.
So
and you
Paul
got
is our winner.
Paul wins. You know us all the best.
Wow.
That was a great game, Nathan. Thank you so much.
Really?
Thank you. That was really good.
That was really fun.
Yeah. I would absolutely love to play that again.
I would totally play it again.
Wow. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. And just a reminder, we don't like calling you this, but we want to thank all of our Threedom Piss Pigs.
I actually have never said it, I don't think. That's probably a lie.
I mean, you guys wanted
to be called that.
The audience overwhelmingly voted.
I got a message from somebody who said they wanted to be called Little Dookie Pigs.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I saw that too. That's one person.
Yeah.
The issue is everyone voted on the piss.
Yes.
Was this a Reddit vote?
I forget where it happened.
I think they went to the polls.
Okay.
They did it on election day. Yeah. They said, hey, we're also going to hold a separate election.
It was just it made sense just because everyone was
just
already going.
To get it out of the way. Yeah. Anyway, but thank you to all of you. And if you want to hear ad-free episodes of Threedom, you can go to Stitcher Premium or cbbworld.com. And you can follow us at
Threedom USA.
And you can call us at Haha La Inpu or whatever that number is.
Or it was like One Old Bag Wag or something.
One Old Bag Wag?
Hold on.
Wobbly Hip Slut?
Wobbly Hip Slut Inpu?
Just yell out Wobbly Hip Slut.
And we'll hear.
We'll come
He will be there in 5 minutes tops.
You can call us at Gagajag Opt.
Gagajag Opt.
So stupid.
Call us at Gag A La Ho 78.
That's it. Anyway, we love you.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much, and that was so fun.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.